Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Guardians of the Valley, John Muir, and the Friendship That Saved Yosemite by Dean King is a narrative history centered on one of the most consequential alliances in America, conservation. The book examines how John Muir, the naturalist and writer who helped define the spiritual meaning of wilderness, and Robert Underwood Johnson, the influential magazine editor, joined forces to defend Yosemite at a moment when mining, logging, grazing, and tourism were degrading the valley. Rather than treating preservation as an abstract ideal, the book shows how persuasion, journalism, public opinion, and political pressure work together to create tangible environmental change. It also situates that struggle within the larger emergence of the American environmental movement and the national park idea. Built from extensive correspondence and historical reporting, the book blends biography, friendship history, an environmental policy history into a focused account of how language and advocacy helped save a landscape that became central to the national imagination. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Muir-Johnson Alliance as the engine of Yosemite preservation. The book's central argument is that Yosemite was not saved by solitary genius, but by a partnership between complementary men. John Muir supplied moral force, wilderness authority, and the ability to describe the valley as a sacred natural place. Robert Underwood Johnson brought editorial reach, institutional credibility, and access to the national reading public through the Century magazine. King uses their friendship to show how preservation often depends on coalition building rather than individual heroism. This matters because Muir had already been writing about Yosemite for years, yet his arguments became politically effective only when Johnson helped amplify them. Their collaboration turns the book from a simple biography of Muir into a study of how private conviction becomes public action. The historical significance of their alliance lies in its practical outcome. It helped create Yosemite National Park and established a model for environmental advocacy grounded in communication, strategy, and persistence. Secondly, Yosemite as a contested landscape shaped by extraction and tourism, King does not present Yosemite as an untouched paradise. He emphasizes that the valley had already been damaged by the time Muir and Johnson arrived in 1889. Mining, logging, grazing, and commercial tourism had altered the landscape and exposed the limits of leaving protection to chance. This framing is important because it explains why preservation became urgent and politically difficult. The book shows that Yosemite's iconic status was forged in conflict, not innocence, and that the valley's beauty was always tied to struggles over land use and ownership. By describing the physical damage alongside the rise of competing economic interests, King reveals how environmental history is also a history of competing values. The valley becomes a case study in what happens when a landscape admired for its natural grandeur is treated as a resource to be extracted or a commodity to be exploited. That tension gives the book its broader relevance for modern debates over conservation and development. Thirdly, public opinion and magazine writing as tools of environmental politics. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to language as a political instrument. King draws heavily on correspondence and published writing to show how Muir and Johnson understood that winning protection for Yosemite required more than private lament. Articles, editorials, and carefully chosen phrasing help translate ecological concern into public pressure. Johnson recognized that national magazines could shape elite opinion and influence lawmakers, while Muir's prose gave emotional and moral urgency to the cause. This emphasis distinguishes the book from histories that focus mainly on legislation or park administration. Instead, King demonstrates that environmental reform depended on narrative skill, rhetorical timing, and media strategy. The book, therefore, offers a practical lesson about advocacy policy change often begins when a story makes a landscape legible to readers who have never seen it. In that sense, Guardians of the Valley is as much about communication infrastructure as it is about conservation, showing how print culture helped create the political conditions for protection. Fourthly, the limits of victory, Hetch Hetchy, and the cost of partial defeat. The book gains depth by refusing to portray conservation history as a sequence of clean victories. One of the most important episodes surrounding Muir's later life was the failed effort to stop the damming of Hetch Hetchy Valley, a defeat that deeply wounded him and exposed the limits of preservationist power. King includes this episode to show that even transformative advocates do not always prevail and that environmental politics can end in compromise or loss. Yet the failure was not meaningless. Public outrage over Hetch Hetchy helped spur stronger institutional protection through the National Park Service Act, linking defeat to later reform. This layered outcome gives the book analytical weight because it illustrates how environmental movements often advance through setbacks as well as successes. The Hetch Hetchy struggle also clarifies the larger philosophical conflict between preservation and utilitarian resource management. By tracing both the victory at Yosemite and the loss at Hetch Hetchy, King presents conservation as a long, uneven process rather than a single triumphant moment. Lastly, Why the Book Matters Now: Biography, Environmental History, and Civic Memory. Guardians of the Valley stands out because it combines intimate biography with a clear account of institutional change. Readers learn not only about Muir's character and Johnson's editorial influence, but also about how early park advocacy helped shape the modern environmental movement. The book is especially valuable for readers who want to understand the origins of American conservation without reducing the subject to myth. King presents Muir neither as a flawless saint nor as a narrow activist, but as a complex writer whose ideas gained power through friendship and publication. That approach makes the book useful for park enthusiasts, students of environmental history, and readers interested in how civic institutions respond to persuasive public pressure. Compared with more generalized histories of national parks, this book is more focused on one alliance, one landscape, and one pivotal period. That specificity is its strength. It shows how a national idea can emerge from a local struggle, and how literature, journalism, and advocacy can reshape public responsibility toward the natural world. In conclusion, this book should be read by anyone interested in John Muir, Yosemite, the history of the national parks, or the early development of American environmental thought. It will also appeal to readers who value biography grounded in historical evidence because Dean King uses letters, journalism, and political context to build a nuanced account of how conservation actually happened. The practical benefit of the book is that it shows how advocacy works in the real world through alliances, public persuasion, and repeated efforts over time. The intellectual benefit is equally strong, since it places a familiar conservation hero inside a broader system of media influence, political debate, and institutional change. What makes the book stand out among similar works is its emphasis on friendship as a historical force. Instead of treating Yosemite's preservation as inevitable or purely visionary, it shows how Muir and Robert Underwood Johnson translated concern into action. That combination of environmental history, literary culture, and political strategy gives the book a distinctive place in its genre. If you would like to support Dean King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.